Welcome to Define Your Path with Doc V, bringing you real talk with global thought leaders to inspire hearts and minds for sustainable breakthroughs and profitability for your life and business. Here's your host, Doc V.
Hi, I'm Dr. Virginia LeBlanc, also known as Doc V, the Pivot Maestro. Welcome to the Define Your Path podcast for those seeking to define their own path into purposed entrepreneurship. This is a show about transforming perspectives, as well as inspiring and motivating you to think without a box by exposing you to global thought leaders, change agents, and legacy builders like my guest today across industries on how they successfully define their path in life and business to profitability and sustainable wins. At Defining Paths, we operate in truth, transparency, and love to help you navigate the waters of your life and put you back in business. And the Define Your Path podcast is no different. It all starts in the mind. Will you be the captain or the crew is the question. Today's spotlight is with Lisa Decker. I'm so excited for you all to hear from and meet Lisa. Lisa C. Decker wants to live in a world where conflicts are handled with respect and dignity as divorcing couples work together to consciously create their new realities. A nationally recognized expert in the financial matters of divorce as a CDFA, which is Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, and RCSD, Real Estate Collaboration Specialist in Divorce, Ms. Decker is the author of How to Divorce Your Spouse, Not Your Money. I love that. It's available on Amazon Kindle, so make sure you pick it up. Seeking creative solutions to modern problems, she is also the CEO and innovative mastermind behind several helpful divorce-related sites, including Divorce Money Matters and DivorceTownUSA.com. So be sure to check those sites out. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Doc V. I am so delighted to be here in front of you and your audience, and I appreciate you inviting me on.
Absolutely. We're going to have so much fun. I'm so looking forward to hearing your story of how you faced your fears to love the skin you're in and pivot into pursuing your passion and soul purpose. You know, on our podcast, we like to ask only two questions, and then we flow between those two questions. One being, how have you defined your path? And the second being, how do you help others define theirs? And you have a very unique path as to how you got into what you do. So I'm so looking forward to the audience hearing from you. And the spotlight is yours.
Well, thank you. Well, you know, like so many people in life, my path has not been one way, right? Mm-hmm. I call it detours of life, on the detours on the roads of life. I've taken a lot of detours. I've also taken a lot of side roads that have led me to amazing places. Mm-hmm. Sometimes along the way, when life has a detour, I have met incredible people that I would never have. And what I'm talking about with the detours are times in life that we don't want to face. When we're dealing with illness, when we're dealing with divorce, when we're dealing with death of a spouse or a child or someone we love, the things that come out of the blue and hit us at times, those are the detours of life. And it's how we handle those detours. It's how we get back on the road, even if we start on a new road, that really define how the rest of our life is going to be. Some people get off the road and never get back on. And they're missing so much because the challenges in life, I believe, are what shape us and help us to become who we really are meant to be and help us to help others in so many ways from the lessons that we've learned. So a little bit about my background. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am currently a CDFA, a Certified Divorce Financial Analyst, and I work with couples who have come to a point in their lives when they've just realized that this is no longer working for us, that it's time to move on, but they don't want to shatter their family. They don't want to spend money needlessly, and they don't want to hurt each other. And there are people out there. There's a paradigm shift happening in the world of divorce. I am proud to be a leader in it because people want a better way and we are helping them with that. So I work as a financial neutral, generally with couples. And I enjoy this work immensely because I'm helping people to do things in a much better way with a team of people who are also engaged and committed to this process. And we are just changing the way America and the world divorces one family at a time. That's our tagline, and we live that every day. I have never been divorced, but I am a grandchild of divorce. My grandparents were divorced at a time when it was very taboo and people didn't talk about it. And it severed our family so deeply that I didn't know most of my family, half of my family, for most of my life. And that was such a shame. It just was how I grew up. Very small family. My one side of the family moved away across country, and that was the way it was. But lo and behold, a client came into my life a few years ago, and she said, "Have you ever had your family tree done?" And I said, "No." And she said, "Well, I am a genealogist, and I would like to do that for you." And she did. And it was remarkable what she opened. But what I realized, I mean, I met family not only in this country, in multiple states, but even in Sweden. And it's been an incredible journey. I actually attended a family reunion 3 days after I met the one person. She was having a family reunion. They'd never had one before. I jumped on a plane, went to Philadelphia, walked into a room of about 50 people, and they were all family. And I said, this is what an adopted child must feel like, meeting their birth family, because that is the sense that I had. And it brought amazing adventures. All of this following the road that unfolded in front of me with all of these things. But I realized along the way with this that it's so sad when families are torn apart in such a way that they disconnect like this, that they lose a lifetime of knowing good people that they could have bonded with, that could have been there to support each other. And it made the work that I do even more important. Some of the other challenges that I have faced in this lifetime, especially in the last 8 years or so, have opened my eyes to vistas that I could never have imagined. My daughter, my middle daughter, I have three daughters and two granddaughters. My middle daughter had a rock climbing fall in 2014 and nearly died. She was airlifted to the hospital with a broken back and multiple fractures throughout her body, and her skull was fractured. And we watched miracles happen, miracles on the mountain when she was rescued, miracles happened in the hospital, miracles happened throughout her recovery. And I learned so much through all of that, even more so about gratitude than I ever felt before. So leaning into that and all the beauty that came out of it, instead of focusing on what was wrong, what was right and what was wrong. Look at all the people that would come together to help her. Look at all the rescue workers that brought her down the mountain in the dark, the people that her friends and strangers that showed up to help keep her calm and laying down so that she wouldn't sever her spine, the doctor that did a perfect surgery. Just leaning into the gratitude of all of that brought so many more blessings. Unfortunately, a few years later, my husband died while driving us home from the store when he had a massive heart attack behind a moving vehicle that we were driving in. And this was very traumatic. Again, more trauma. It took me some time to deal with this because grief is one of the hardest emotions to deal with. And we deal with a lot of grief in divorce as well. But I knew that I could not stay mired in the muck of it, that the only way to deal with it was to go through it, was to feel the emotions, was to work on all of the angst that was going on within me. And so I started doing all these healing modalities, everything I could get my hands on, EMDR, therapies, psychodramas, group therapies, and on and on and on. And what I found is that no one thing helped it it was all of it, because every time I did something, it peeled back another layer and let more of the healing in, more of the love in. Yeah. And it's just been a part of my persona now to be proactive when you are dealing with something. I'm also a 2-time breast cancer survivor. Mm-hmm. I just went through the first time when I was 36 years old. I had 3 small children, and I am very fortunate to be alive. And it was only because of my insistence with my medical care team that I knew something was wrong, and they were saying I was too young for breast cancer, and it wasn't showing up on traditional mammograms. And it turned out to not be 1 tumor, but 5. And it was only because of my insistence that I am alive. So I tell people, no matter whether you are dealing with medical matters, financial matters, whatever the matters of your life are that matter to you, be a proactive partner, not a passive participant. This is the business of your life, and you have to be the leader of it. And I ended up teaching a breast cancer program to over 20,000 people after that experience. Another road that opened up, and I followed it. And it was one of the biggest blessings of my life to be able to bring that information to people. I recently went through breast cancer again. In 2020, as the world was shutting down from COVID, I was diagnosed with it once again. And that was, you know, pretty earth-shattering news in the middle of all that was going on in the world. But here I am, still standing. And it was, again, you know, having to stand up and tell doctors, I feel something's not right, and have them keep looking. I've lost about 8 people in the last few years in my life that mattered to me. And, you know, I've had to work through a lot of that. I've also been taking care of my mother, who had a triple cancer diagnosis and all of that right after my husband died. And I've been raising 2 grandchildren after their father died. So life can hit us. And I liken it to being like Bobo the Clown. Anybody remember that? You punched the thing and it pops back up. I'm Bobo. Be Bobo. You may get up slower each time. You may need a little air pumped back into you, but you're still here for a reason. I'm still here for a reason. We're all here doing what we're meant to do, even if that's just reaching out, helping the person next to you.
Absolutely. You know, and what I'm hearing from you, Lisa, first of all, I mean, God bless you for what you've lived through, what you are triumphing over, you know, and just fighting the fight in such a beautiful way. You bring all of that to the table when you're working with people at what they might view as the most traumatic time in their life. So, you know, I think that's something that we don't value enough when we are when we're walking in our path and we're working with others, that our story matters. And it's a reason that we've been through everything that we've been through, so we could be that light, that strength, that, you know, whatever your clients need. So you shared, you know, you have not been divorced. You've experienced divorce through your family. You're a widow. So talk to us, just how did you find your way to this particular passion of yours?
Oh, that's an interesting story. When I was diagnosed with breast cancer the first time, I was actually studying to be a certified CFP, a certified financial planner. Okay. And you know, then I was hit not only with a diagnosis of breast cancer, but met multiple sclerosis the day before that, a double whammy.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, I just had to step back. I had children to take care of. We had a business to run, and I was going to school at the same time. So I let that fall by the wayside so I could focus on my health and regaining that. But it always intrigued me about helping people with money. I grew up with parents who had lived through severe trauma of their own, very, very significant trauma. I saw what that did to them. And we were very poor. So I wanted to learn how to avoid that cycle again. And I wanted to help others with that. when I moved from Florida to Atlanta, I met someone who recruited me into a financial services firm and started, you know, getting my licenses and learning about how to help people in that way. And during one of my licensing trainings, I met a woman who said, "I'm a CDFA." And like most people say to me, I said, "A what?" And she explained, you know, what she does as a certified divorce financial analyst and how she helps her clients. And I was so intrigued because I thought, wow, I have divorcing clients. And I thought, I know what I'm doing for them. Let me check into this. And I did. And I said, I'm going to go get this certification because this is going to take my way of helping people to the next level. Soon after, I realized that the broker dealer who had brought me in with all kinds of promises and, you know, words of wisdom to help people was really actually a front and was not ethical. And I don't work that way. They wanted you to sell the flavor of the month because it made them money, not because it was right for someone. And I said, no, no way. This is not for me. So I left that and I decided to devote myself to this full time. And as it grew, I realized I'm not able to serve everyone. Let me find other team members to fill in. You need legal, you need financial, you definitely need emotional support as your three-legged stool when you're starting a divorce. But you also may need a realtor to assess the value of your property or a property appraiser, a mortgage broker to see can you refi or can you buy a new home. In ways that we set everything up, we pre-plan all of that so that we make sure the pieces of the puzzle fit well together. And the list goes on and on. And as I did that, I realized I want to draw this out in a map. And I created a roadmap. And now I use that roadmap when clients are sitting with me. I talk to them about, okay, on the left side of town, imagine you're driving through divorce town. On the left side of town, you see streets like Peaceful Place and Savings Lane. And we can help you with that in our process and mediation, a collaborative divorce, cooperative divorce. But if you take the wrong path and one of you, just one of you, chooses to go to over here on the right side of town to Litigation Avenue, now you're on Bigger Bucks Boulevard and Duke It Out Drive. And people go, no way, how do I stay over there? And so it's a creative way to get people's attention, but it really has.
Yes.
And so we show people that they have options. What are the best options under their circumstances? And, you know, really help remind people during the process of, let's stay on the course we're on. I was working with a couple today. Things got a little bit heated. I said, okay, everyone, take a deep breath. And remember, if you come off of this road that we're on and you go over there that you're talking about, things are going to change and they're not going to be what you both agreed upon you wanted for yourselves and your children. And I was able to rein them back in. So that's pretty much how I got on this path. But I will tell you, there's something bigger coming, Doc V.
Do tell.
And I am so excited about it. It keeps me up at night. I can't stop talking about it, dreaming about it, researching it. And that is how to shatter the legacy of trauma.
Oh my goodness.
I started writing a book about this after my daughter fell off the mountain because I realized there's this pattern of women dying or being severely injured in my family through this flipping, you know, falling off of mountains, tumbling down stairs and things. And though that is not what I found, you know, that it's more of a an energetic thing that brought that process together. What led me to was the finding of epigenetics and how things that happen to us in our lives can literally change some of the gene factors that we pass on to our future generations.
Also
heal that and heal the future generations. And I am so excited about this. I started speaking about it. I spoke at a Georgia social workers conference and it was the most attended session in the conference. And the thing is I was right in the middle of writing the book when I experienced my own trauma, because before that I had experienced vicarious trauma, meaning all around me, but not exactly to me. I didn't consider the breast cancer a heavy trauma like some might. But when my husband died while in a moving car and we nearly had a head-on collision and all that ensued after that, I now understood trauma from a different level. Mm-hmm. And this is the path that I'm really wanting to pursue. And what is coming next for me is getting this book written and bringing this information and this healing ability to heal, different healing modalities for people to know about, to try to get the world to heal. We need that right now.
Oh my goodness. Lisa, you have said a mouthful. And I tell you, literally, when you just shared that news, I had the immediate thought, you are absolutely going to have to join us. I want you to be one of my speakers for our International Women's Month celebration next March. It'll be the second weekend in March. You need to be there because this is real. You know, in some circles, you know, particularly in like the Christian circle, you might hear about generational curses and, you know, those sorts of things that, you know, but it's so true. It's that energy that just continues on. But this is fascinating. This is a fascinating subject and thought. That you can stop the pattern and change your legacy or start a new legacy.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
I'd love to attend. And yes, it's fascinating. And I, you know, here's an example of, you know, define your path, right?
Yes.
Following your path. I have been trying to get home here for this show and other work for 3 days from Maine. I've been stuck in Maine for 3 days after visiting friends. And with all the airline troubles, I was one of them. And I had flight after flight canceled. They moved me this way, that way. I missed a flight, slept through it, slept on the floor, all of that. And I kept saying, why is this going on? Why is this going on? Wait, there's someone, something I'm going to learn, someone I'm going to meet along this journey home. And it happened. I had to take an hour taxi, then two-hour bus rides and get to Boston to fly home here. Finally made it home yesterday, Sunday.
Wow.
Anyway, I met a most interesting gentleman along the way and we started talking, an older gentleman, and I told him some of the things that I'm sharing with you. Mm-hmm. And he said, oh my gosh, I need to open this up. I'm taking this back to my country. I want you to talk to people there. And mm-hmm. I feel like the more we talk about this, the more it will get out there, the more people that will be helped, because there's so much hurting in this world right now.
Yes.
We can't solve all the problems of the world, but we can heal what's going on within ourselves. That's all we really can control.
Well, and that's where it starts, don't you think, Lisa? That's where it starts, you know, with just healing ourselves so we can arrive at that self-love, that true self-love place. Then you can give love to everyone else. You know, I think the reason we have so much trauma and just so much conflict in the world is because we're struggling with that self-love piece. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't know how to love ourselves. So how can we love our neighbor? How can we give, you know, others space for grace when we can't give ourselves space for grace?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fascinating. Tell us the name of the book again. Do you have a the date that's coming out, or you just started working on it?
I'm working on it.
So we dropped the news. We're the.
You heard it here first, folks. Talking about it a little bit here and there, but really getting it out now. I feel that the time is right. That the spirit's fallen on me to say it's time to really let this baby rebirth. And it's called Shattering the Legacy of Trauma. Because I wish I had more time, I would tell you the legacy that I've come from. Significant trauma on both sides. And I have two granddaughters who now have significant more trauma with the passing of their father. And I said to them, you are going to be the generation that shatters this legacy.
Yes.
We are going to heal together. This is not going to continue on any longer. And that I truly mean that.
That is beautiful. And you, my friend, will be the catalyst. Oh, I love it. I love it. Lisa, you know what, girl? I don't want to let you go. So, I mean, seriously, you know, we're pushing this a little bit, but let's push a little bit further.
I have enjoyed being here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
It's been great. You know, please leave our audience you are so welcome to be here, and we'll have to have you back. Leave our audience with a thought or advice on, you know, just whatever's on your heart, because we talked about so much here. It doesn't have to be pertain directly to your work that you're doing, but just in general, the message you want to get out. Maybe it's a message that you're going to put in the book.
What I would say is that among every challenge, there is a gift. If you only look for it, look for the gifts within. They are there. And I have kept that attitude and that belief in every circumstance that has happened in my life. And among the darkest days, I have always found something. And let me tell you, on some of those dark days, it was really hard to find something to be grateful for. You know, when you are just in that dark place. And what I found is I take myself outside, be in nature. And I look for the tiniest, smallest details of a weed. Have you ever looked at a weed flower? It is amazing. It is amazing that God has created this little tiny flower that anybody else would step on or spray. But when you look at the tiny petals and all of the intricate design that came up from the ground and is standing there strong and tall, it fills me with gratitude. It brings yes. me to a different place. And I would say also that helping others, you know, no matter how hard each of us have it, there is always someone who has it harder. And that's not a consolation, but that does bring us up out of it, because we realize that, you know, we're not alone. And we heal when we help others. Reach out, volunteer, do something, make a phone call, you know, bring someone something to eat that you may be sick, call a friend who's lonely that you haven't heard from. Those things really matter, and they keep people from doing things that might not be helpful to themselves. So be kind to yourself and to others, and just live your passion.
Yes. And you know what? I have nothing else to say after that, Lisa. Wonderful. Thank you so much for just opening up, you know, and sharing just the depths of your soul with us today. You know, that's what this show is about. So you have just been that consummate example, spotlight. You're such a beautiful soul, Lisa. Thank you so much for being our spotlight today.
Thank you. My pleasure. And thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Audience, be sure to follow Lisa on social media. Please tell them how they can best connect with you, Lisa.
I can be found on, Facebook at Lisa C. Decker, LinkedIn as well, and Instagram also. And then we have Divorcetown USA and Divorce Money Matters, both online, .coms, divorcemoneymatters.com, divorcetownusa.com, and LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram as well. We'd love to connect with you there.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. So you all will also be able to read her full bio and connect with her from the Define Your Path podcast platform. If you didn't catch all that, and if you didn't, go back and watch the full episode again, because it was definitely worth it. Folks, be sure to visit our virtual home to see what we are up to at Defining Paths Online. It's an awful lot, and we want you to be a part of the DP family. So let us know how we can be of service to you. Folks, I'm Doc V, the Pivot Maestro, and always your corner woman. Be true to you and define your path. We'll see you on our next episode. Thanks for watching, and thanks again, Lisa.
You've been listening to Define Your Path with Doc V. To learn how to see with true vision and define your path, visit definingpaths.online/true-vision.